Gimel and the sugya in the Sefer Beit of Aflam Vov as to whether Pesach Reisha by Dinde Rabbanan is also as Mutter. He pointed out that different Gersos in the Gemara, Shema Asher already pointed out, and we had a number of different ways to explain the various shittas, the sugyas. But the bottom line was the Machaber Pasuk in Shem and Shin Yud Aleph Sif Aleph, the Pesach Reisha by the older Rabbanan is Mutter. And the Ramah, Rov Poskim, the Rav Hanagrom, the Gror of the Kivay, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, said the Pesach Reisha by the Rabbanan is awesome. That's what we spoke about. Pointed out that different Gersos in the Gemara, Shema Asher already pointed out, and we had a number of different ways to explain the various shittas and sugyas. But the bottom line was the Machaber Pasuk in Shem and Shin Yud Aleph Sif Aleph, the Pesach Reisha by the older Rabbanan is Mutter. And the Ramah, Rov Poskim, the Rav Hanagrom, the Gror of the Kivay, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, said the Pesach Reisha by the Rabbanan is awesome. That's what we spoke about on Monday. We left off with a question, well, why should it be that Pesach Reisha by the Rabbanan is Mutter? I mean, if you call Tikkun Rabbanan came to write the Tikkun, generally speaking, if you have a cloud, whatever is also by Torah law on the level of Daraisa is also by the Rabbanan's level of the Rabbanan. Why should there be a distinction between one and the other? That's question one. And to make the compound it, we started with a person of Kuf Gimel and Aleph, which introduces a new sugya, the sugya of Pesach Reisha Dula Nichole. She didn't discuss too much on Monday, just mentioned it. And there, too, Tosfos makes a pshara. And Tosfos, because they're sort of forced into it by the kasha of the Gemara and Sukkah Lamed Gimel, and they say in the last three lines, also tikkun mu'ot k'mamir anav d'lo'as l'mad rabbanan, lo gazir chachamam k'she'en onana. The Pesach Reisha d'lo nichalei by the rice, as they say, is awesome. Albeit probably mad rabbanan, because they answer you from the gufa, as they say in the next line. But still awesome. However, Pesach Reisha d'lo nichalei by the rabbanan is mutter. So that's even more difficult to understand. The male left, if you hold Pesach Reisha is mutter by the rabbanan, no, there must be some reason for it. The Pesach Reisha is also by the Rabbanan. That's a clear assumption. And the Pesach Reisha is below Nichole, it's also by the Raisis. So how do you come to this conclusion that the Pesach Reisha is below Nichole by the Rabbanan becomes Mutter? Another shot. The Pesach Reisha is below Nichole is not enough to be Matter. The Pesach Reisha by the Rabbanan is also not enough to be Matter, according to Tosfos over here in Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel. Again, what's Mashem in the words of Pesachim Chafei and the Mechaber, the Trumas Hadeshen, etc. So how does the combination of these two factors, each of which is insufficient, to be matter it? How does the sum of the combination matter it? That's the question. So I wanted to explain this, this Tosfos of Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, and this Tosfos we shouldn't sneeze at, because this Tosfos is one of the Higi Yesodos of Pesach Halacha. If you look at for example, Rav Avadya Yosef's Tshuvas, I think the most common coolie quotes in the entire Sefer in Hilchos Shabbos is Pesach Reisha Lo Nichalei by the Rabbanan. But he makes, I mean, he goes to the bank with this one. Every Tshuva, this, every, he keeps passing this way. Not everyone agrees.
He does all the Tzirup, right? There's always a Tzirup.
There's always some Tzirup somewhere, but he always, this is his main Yisod, the Pesach Reisha Lo Nichalei by the Rabbanan is Mutter. That's his whole sheep and Pesach. And he said, you know, it's very important. It is a very important issue. We spoke, for example, on Thursday about alarm systems. Talking about the issue of going into a house. When you walk into the house, you'll hear some little click-click or some little tiny red or green light maybe go on and off. Given the nature, which we assume are the Rabbanan. Separate issue. But the electricity, the Rabbanan, the right is a separate issue. We're not talking about that today. The Chazon Ish seems to say, the circuit is made or broken, it's already at the shadow of the rice. Many poskim are against him. Mazama was against that. Assume it's not a daraisa, so it's a derabbanan. Still, you're walking into a house, you click click. You walk to a shul, you click click sometimes. So how do you do it? Yeah. Question.
I have a question.
Go.
Sorry, not an answer to that question.
Oh.
What would Tosfos say about a luxury group of the derabbanan?
Well,
which is essentially what we're talking
about. No. Well, I believe that Tosfos would ask a malach hashem etzrichal legufa with the derabbanan. Not every malach hashem etzrichal legufa is a Pesach Reisha Lo Nichalei. Every Pesach Reisha Lo Nichalei is a Melach HaShem Tzvichah L'Gufa. Not every Melach HaShem Tzvichah L'Gufa is a Pesach Reisha Lo Nichalei. In other words, Pesach Reisha, however you define, it's a little bit tricky. What's a Pesach Reisha, what's a Ma'aseh Mamash? Now the Pesach Reisha is a Davar She'eino Miskaven, which you're doing A, which is inevitably going to lead to B. There has to be an A and a B. What's the case of the Gemara over here? Ba'ara the chavre. I walk into the. I took the weed out of the field of my friend. No, it is Enzichel the Gufa. It's not a segregation. Oh, that's a shver. No, you probably shouldn't say it. That would call it a segregation.
What?
They start talking about it, but they go back and forth in terms of what's one mice and what's two mice, and there's a whole issue whether that's considered one or two. That's part of the discussion. But in Halkita Kol Panim, there has to be some case, I would assume, that's called a Malacha Shenet Svichel Gufa, which is not in the category of a segregation of Lanichla. I think so. Now that's the assumption which does anyone say that? Does anyone say like me? That's also a segregation?
No, so there's a Tosos. There's a Tosos in
Sukkot. They say that in Lachamah. Who says that?
There's a Tosos in Sukkot. Lachamah.
Both of segregation.
And there's on Kippur there, he calls them out as more sub-segregation, which is a classic.
So I'll tell you, Eitan, so you answered your own question? If every single case of Malach Hashem and Tzvichel Gufa is also segregation, the Lanichle, so if Tosos is a segregation, Lanichle is put by the Rabbanah, then every Malach Hashem and Tzvichel Gufa is also put by the Rabbanah.
So he's got another reason.
I haven't the reason yet. I think that the reason is going to come besides from the psychoration side, not from the Enshichal Agufa side. Enshichal Agufa, first of all, the Rambam, as you know, Paskins, us, and beyond that, many Paskins say, well, we'll get to this, I guess we have time to talk about it, build enough, and other things, if we have time, they say Enshichal Agufa is an Issa Chomer. It's more Chomer than just than your average Dirabona, which I can impact on this too. I'm going to think that from what I'm going to come from, it's going to come from the psychoration. Let me explain what I mean. It goes as follows. In yeshivas, very often, when they learn the Masechta Shabbos, and they never get to these inyanim, but they learn the subas, you know, it's the Hakol Tolei B'Mazel. At the beginning of the subas, the first parak, is the whole sugya about these inyanim. Eina, Meskavin, Etzrich, Lugufa, Mekalta, Mechabura, all these things come up in the first parak of the subas. Livol Tekilah B'Shabbos, the whole sugya. So the Achronim therefore talk about these inyanim in Masechta Ksuvos. Those are one of the yeshivish in Masechta. So Rabbi Chanan Rasam and Kovetz Yerub has a Chakira, which I think is the key to the entire sugi over here of segregation. And you know, we don't usually go into the yeshivish Chakiras, and this is the Chaburah, but this is an exception, because I think it'll shed the light on the whole inyan, and we'll see how the mice it really is. Kovetz Yerub, I think it's Simon Yudches in Ksuvos. He tries to explain the machlokas in the Oroch and the other poskim, Tosfos and others are based on the following Chakira. What's pshat in segregation? Let's go again. Segregation means that I do action A, and it inevitably leads to result B. If I did A, it may or may not lead to B. That's davar shenei miskav. We pass the pot through a mutter. B'chol haTorah kul, not only in Shabbos. Shimon against Rav Yehuda. But if it's a case of segregation, I do A, which inevitably leads to B. There's no question about it. 100% sure. It's called the psychration. So why am I chayav? So he has two possibilities. One possibility is that, what do you mean you're aiming the scum? If I'm dragging a bench along the ground, and it may or may not cause a charitz, so I don't want a charitz, the charitz may never happen. So I can easily be categorized as someone who's not mechavet to build to make a charitz, and only mechavet to drag the chair. The charitz may or may not come about. No, in advance, depending on the angle of the chair and then how, there's so many factors, so many imponderables. No one knows. So there, but I'm considered a Shein of Meskavin, and as a result, it's Pater Umutim. Fine. But if I know for a fact that when I do what we call A, that B is going to result, for sure, so then we label the person as a Mechavin on B. He's doing A, but he knows for a fact that A is going to result in B. Fact. So a pi halacha, he is considered to be a mechaber on B. Not only a mechaber on A, which his real intention is to do A, but he's called a pi halacha a mechaber on B as well. That's one side of the chakir. Other side of the chakir, explains Rabbi Fana, is not that because A inevitably leads to B, we view them as indivisible, inseparable. So we call it A-B. So you're really not a machaven on B. No, you're a machaven only on A. But it's A and B that we'll call chat nice, since it's called one thing indivisible. So mevela yachai. Is it machat considered a machat on a deal? Machat only on it. But the halacha states that A and B is one. So you're machat on A, so you're chayav from B.
If it's one, ma- it's
not
to
no, you're machat only to A.
Oh,
the halacha says, not that you're machat, not that you're treated as a machat on B. You're treated as a machat only on A. The halacha comes along and says, hey, you know, if A and B go together, so we view A and B as one, and therefore you're kavana on A, we're going to zap you because A and B is one and B is a malach. Yes?
Which is the first side, which is that you're considered a machabit.
Even to B, right.
Meaning we think you actually want it to happen, or are you allowed to
happen? The halacha views you as a machabit on B. Since A leads to B, inevitably the halacha views you as a machabit on B. The first, that's the first side. The second side says, no, you're only machabit on A. The halacha also only machabit on A. But since A and B are labeled as one ma'aser, as chad ma'aser, so therefore, though you're only mechavet to A and never to B, you're still considered chayav. You say, what kind of bunch of words? What's the difference? He says, this is the difference. It's a gracious lo nichale. That's why his comment. His whole verse is coming to explain the machlokus between the Oro and the other Rishonim concerning it's a gracious lo nichale. So this is follows. He works with an assumption that if the result, which we call B, is lo nichale, means you don't want it, you don't want it. And poskim, most poskim say lo nichale, lo ichpasle, the same. Most poskim. Whether you don't care about it, or you don't want it, they ask you the same thing. So whether you don't care about it, you don't want it, so Rabbi Chanan is assuming in his presentation that we cannot view you as a mechavin on B. In other words, you're doing A. We say that the halacha will say you're doing A and B is also happening. He's also not bad for you. It's already day. It's his land. His kafan is really hey. Whatever it is, whatever he needs to think for. But incidentally, it's also his own. His wife won't be on him anymore. He took the weeds out of the garden. Hey, get away from the nagging wife. This is Avada Nicholas. Right? But maybe he likes a yard that looks nice, and it can happen too. So whatever reason. So it's nichale, so we have a right to view him as a mechavan on B. He's not just not really paying attention. He really doing it because he needs it for fuel, for his animal, whatever the case may be. But since Hayos, it's good for him to have the field look prettier, so the halach can view him as a mechavan on beautifying the field as well. But if it's his friend's field, he couldn't care less. He couldn't care less about it. It's irrelevant there completely. So Rabbi Chanan writes, he thinks you cannot view the person being a mechavan on B on beautifying the field. Because it's completely irrelevant to him. It's lo mala v'lo morid. So you cannot view him as a mechav. Therefore, the Oro was the first tzad of the hakiyum. He therefore says that psikreshet lo nichale is mutter. Because if it's nichale, again, we're going to view him as a mechavin on what we call beef. And in this case, beautifying the field or dragging the bench. I'd say he wants a charitz. He needs a ditch for whatever reason. And it's and if it would be a case of soft land and then on hard chairs, you say, again, it'd be chayav. Well, the other case of secretion, he wants whatever he wants. So since he wants that, the end result is good for him, so we consider him in the category of secretion. The nichole, we consider him a mechavan on the end result. But if it's called nichole, and he couldn't care less about the end result, the halacha cannot label him as a mechavan on that ultimate result. Yes, sir? Well, let me first tell Rabbi Chanan said. I don't want to hear what you said. I don't want to hear what he has to say. I haven't finished it yet. Give him a chance. Let him first say his piece, and then he can say what you want. Says Rabbi Chanan, what about the second side of the Chakir? The second side of the Chakir that he called is Lashon, Chad Maisa. It's considered to be one action. One action. It's like this. He's Mechav only to A. The Halacha comes and says that A and B is one thing. So that's the Rabbi Chanan. It makes sense to say that segregation lo nichalei is us. Why? Because we're not trying to construe him as a mechavan onto B. And then we can then turn around to him and B is irrelevant and we can't do that. We never tried to do that in the first place. All we're making was a mechavan on A. That's all. That's it. That's where we stop. Then the halacha takes over. And the halacha says that you're mechavan only to A. But A and B needs to be, and A and B we'll call chad ma'isa. It's an earlier chayav. So who cares that you couldn't care less about B? All we want is that you should care about A. Once you care about A, the halacha takes over and it's mechayav you. Out of segregation, even if it's a case of what we call lo nichle. It's kad nice. Ad kan rabbi chol. This is kovat shirim simin yudchas. What do you want to say? Whatever you want, but it's not what he thinks. Rabbi Chanan thinks that I thought he was right. It's not misdaber that way. But what is chag ma'aser not depend upon objective fact. It's irrelevant whether you like it or don't like. Yes.
You would say that the situation of the law and
I think so.
So the only signs are starting to tour now.
I think so. Yes.
I just want to say, I think that the Aros basically spells out the fairish that if it's not Nikolai, we don't know that you're a Mahabi. Right? So that I think he spells out.
That's good.
But the other side of the Chakira, I think it tells us in Yom Lamadala in Bayes, says that integration makes you into a Miskat. So you shouldn't say that. You should say that integration makes you higher.
Okay, good question. Lashna tells the new one. Okay. No. This is Adkan. I'm so far this point for Rabbi Chanan. Maybe he'll get out of that Lashna moment. I don't know how. You know, if he would be here, he probably would get out somewhere or other and say that's what he means. Okay. Adkan. On both sides, this is my assumption. I'm assuming that Rabbi Chanan is right. And the remainder of the Chabura will come to a number of Kiddushim based on his assumption. Because of his positioning the two thumbs of this Chakim. So now let's go on both sides to Psik Resha by the Rabbonis, who we spoke about on Monday. Leave out on Nichole now. We're back to Nichole. We have the Kasha on Monday. Called the Tikkun Rabbonis came to the Raisa Tikkun. So why should it be a distinction if the Gresham of the Raisa is also to the Raisa? The Gresham of the Rabbonis had the government. Why should it be that way? Just like this. Although we say that came to the Raisa Tikkun, that's a cloud gadol. But there is one fundamental distinction which the post can have between the Raisas and the Rabbonis. This is everyone knows about the Yeshivas, they talk about it, but the post can talk about it. And it is that the Rabbonis are not intrinsically prohibited. It's formulated in the Meshech Chochma and on the Sasser. It's also found in the Nesivis and Kosher Mishpat. The case of someone who bought a trade for meat, and a trade for the Raisa, a trade for the Rabbonis. I think Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about it. It's true. It's almost became one of the most popular things that people talk about. Is it right? Is it wrong? Yes or no? That the Isa the right, if I do an action, the Torah prohibits actions. Don't need chavah, don't need chela, don't go sampa kol malacha. Actions the Torah prohibits. But when it comes to the Rabbanan, the Torah does not prohibit actions. The Rabbanan can't prohibit actions. Who are they to start making new actions? The Torah had 365 lamas and 248 and they can't make new ones. All they can say is the apostle goes, Sosan and Adavah Shehidu Chayavah Nusmol, you can't rebel against the word of the Chazal. And the nature of the Yisrael is rebelling against their word. I believe the Meshach Chacham compares to a melech. The melech says, don't wear green, or wear green. You know, the young people say, you wear green, or you don't wear green. So if he says, it's an Easter to wear green, it's an Easter or a mitzvah to follow what the melech says. That's all. And in the particulars are particulars, but it's not the fundamental prohibition or commandment. So perhaps we can suggest as follows. If segregation means that you consider the mechaven on B, we call the first part of the chakira, then there's no difference between the Raisa and the Rabbanan. Why should there be a difference? If segregation means that it's viewed as a mechaven on the inevitable result in the end, so if it's the Raisa, it's the Raisa, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. So certainly it's going to be us. However, if we talk about what we called before Chag Maisa, so it's at least arguable that it's only possible to discuss Chag Maisa if both are Yisurei Maisa. I'm doing this Maisa, and it leads to another Maisa inevitably. So just like because I'm a machaber on action A, which is a permissible action, it's innocuous. A itself is innocuous. A is linked up to B. B is an isa malacha. So this is A and B are one. What you're saying? So by definition, I'm considered mechaber and A, which is sufficiently mechaber, because A and B is one. So therefore, I'm kind. That only applies if A is easier than easier. Nice. It's all about kind nice. If the whole Issa is an Issa Derabbanan. And the nature of the Issa Derabbanan, you know, that I rebel against the words of the Chazal. So you say, what, me? The rabbi, me? I didn't go against the Chazal. Chazal said B is a prohibition. I didn't do B, I did A. Oh, but don't you know that A and B is one thing? That's already a lump de shavar, A and B is one thing, we'll view it as the Chaz Naisa. We're discussing, practically speaking, is he rebelling against the words of Chazal? And the answer is he's not. He's just trying to do A and mind his own business. A needs to be inevitably. That's enough to be Mechayim of Rebel Zoraisa, with a lump de Chaz Naisa. When it comes to the Rabbanan, with a no Issa Maisa, since an Issa rebellion against Chazal wouldn't apply. Now, that's a very big Kiddush, but I'll tell you even a bigger one. Because my Kiddush, as big as it may sound, is only a Kiddush on the level of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, you can know, you can argue these things. I'll tell you a Kiddush, a whopper Kiddush, in the Rosh Hashanah. Always want to have a Shefach. This is the Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbanan. In Hilchus, Lulav, Perakas, Halacha, hey, on that Rambam, concerning the Miyut Anava, the Roshan Achwiti, that's what led post to this conclusion, which we haven't come to yet. There is as follows, amazing. As a person who violates an Issa Segregation over the rights, Klor, Chayek, says the Osameach, he's only over on the Issa of Lo Sasa Kol Moloch. There's a difference. It's pretty bad, huh? It's not only. I don't mean to say it's sad. He's over in Kamara. He's over on Eseres Adibus on Russia. He's over in Lo Sasa Kol Moloch. He's a terrible man. Terrible, terrible thing. But he's not over on the Essay of Shabbosim, which is the Doraisa. So Samech is willing to go as far as to say, even on the level of Doraisa, the situation is not quite identical. Not quite identical with Mechaber Mamash. Why not? If segregation is going to be viewed as a mechaber, as we the first side of the hakira, this or Sameach sounds to me untenable. However, you say the second bar, the second shot of Rabbi Hanan, what's the second shot? Let's go again, what's the second shot? The second shot is called Chad Maisa, so it's arguable as Chad Maisa, lo sasa kom alocha. Sasa kom alocha, so it's viewed up the alocha as if we did that second thing as well. It's all one thing, Chad Maisa. But as in the Shabbosom, the lashon is gufo shomer and something like that. That's measured in different terms. He didn't go out to do B. He just did A. So though the halachas and hilchos asiyah, both sasa come halachas chad nice, with respect to the essay of Shabbos, and it's arguably he didn't violate that. So right to mentor also mech. So if he says to walk a chiddush on the level of zoraisa, so my chiddush on the level of rabbanan pales in comparison. So Rabbosai, we now have this chazah so far. We had a hakir of Rabbi Chanan. He explained that the machlokes to Aruch and Tosfos. We use the same chakira to explain the shita of the machaber and Tosfos himself would appear and other poskim that segregations by all the rabbanim, even by Nicholai, are in fact permissible. And there are some verses that even a bigger chiddush from segregation. There's no issue of Shabbos. Now, with this, having said all this, we come to approach our Tosfos, the biggest kasha we had. If segregation the Nicholai by the Rabbanan is awesome. Epsegratia, the lo nichale by the Raisas is awesome. So how can you say Epsegratia, the lo nichale by the Rabbanan is mutu? Clear. So he answers with this hakira, it's Yushuv Kamin Chomer. Because it toys us in Shabbos cooking holes that both done of the hakira truth. It's a non-yeshivish approach. They're both done of the hakira truth. They're both true. You have a hakira. So you say this, well, this way, or this way. They both can be true. There can be two halachas of Epsegratia. One is a Isser of we continue Mechaber and B, and one is we call Chad Maisa, that's Rebbe Chanan, both are true. So now let's figure out the Cheshbon. Both are true, comes out like this. That segregation, let's start again. Segregation, the Nichalei, by the Raisas. Well, that's the case, which everyone agrees is also the Raisa. Mother of Shem of segregation, that's the worst. Segregation, the Nichalei, by the Rabbanon. So we'll say now, why is that usher? Because you're labeled as a mechaber. And if you're a mechaber, you go to the Sidra Bonan the Rice. Psik Reisha, the lo nichalei by the Rice, says also why. Why? Because we call it chat nice. But segresha, the lo nichale by the rabbanan, is mutter because you have nothing. Think about it. Segresha, the lo nichale by the rabbanan. So you have neither nor. It's not considered a mechame at all to be because you are a lo nichale. And it's not considered a chat nice because why? Because it's in the rabbanan. So mamela, black the mutter. So with this chakir, we're going to explain the Tosis and Shabbat of Kogim Lamal. Again, I want to repeat, this Tosis is very important. I already explained it. My explanation is not, it's almost immaterial. But the din, assuming you pass it this way, is very, very far-reaching. Many areas. Yes, Moshe?
Why not say that the Tosis
is you just go down a step. You're not going, you're really going down to the intrinsic of the gufa. See, that's not really going down here intrinsically. It doesn't go down. I wouldn't say it's really. Okay, halacha lemaisa, let's go to the Shabbat Aruch now. Segresha lo nichle, the Machaber has 2 days. It's Simon Shin Chav Sif Yutes. He says, Beferish. That some say Segresha lo nichle is Mutter, Bechol Kulov. And they argue with the Aruch, and some of the Keter. It's a whole story. That's Shin Chav Sif Yutes. The Gresha the Rabban, as we already pointed out before, in Simon Shin Yudal and Sif Aleph. The Mechaber is again Mekel. What's the case? Hayasaka Takumi Arab Shabbos Bechavos Mutal Otsil Achisol Shariyena Meskaven Lahosif. And the Mishnah Berurah of Kadinav explained that the Gresha the Rabban is the Mutta, the Ramon, the Grav, the Ranabram, or the Yimegel, all argue. Fine. What about Trey the Rabban? So there's a whole Arichas in Poskim. Trey the Rabban, one the Rabban. What do you need? So Shin Tez Zayin, the case of Zvuvim, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about a case, a very famous case. There's a box in it, maybe there's some, and you know for a fact that there are flies in it. Lo lizgar ateva tana o listam kelim shazuvim bo b'shabbos, and it's a gracious and it's so dusham. Sure. For the Mishnah Berurah, there writes, only teva tana, the teva gadola is mutter. Why? Because it's, number one, it's not Seder Doraisa, you can't grab it in one swoop, Chad Shkir. And number two, it's Ein B'mino Nitzo. So double the Rabbana. So the Poskim say, oh, you see from the Shabbat, he doesn't accept this Tosis in Shabbos Kuf Gimel. Because in Shabbos Kuf Gimel, it says, seems to have segregation, lo nichleis mutter, even by one the Rabbana, not two over there. And here, down here requires double the Rabbana. So the Poskim suggest. I thought it wasn't such a good ride that Mr. Bruce Macher, because who said it's lo nichle over here? Maybe he's very happy to have those zuvim trapped in the box. Not because he wants a zuvim. He just doesn't want a zuvim on his head. Zzz, he wants to sleep, you know, because he goes for a nap on Shabbat. And all of a sudden, everyone knows that's terrible. So that's not really his intention. He usually wants to protect us in the teva, but it's nichale, and the zuvim's not going to bother him for a while. So it could be it's nichale. That's why they need a double dirabona. You take a look over here in the Sharat Zion. Should not betray the rabona. It doesn't say the words lo nichale. You have to look a little bit further in Simon Shin Lam Zayin Sif Katan Beis. I'm sorry, 8 times. What was the question? Same. Oh, okay. That's a discussion again over there. Trade Rabbana Mutter Psigresha. He says Psigresha the lo nichale. So here in Shin Lam Zayin is Mashma. He threw in the word lo nichale. So some of the later posts come from this Mishnah Berurah. There apparently are contradictions and theories all over the Mishnah Berurah about this issue. Whether it's the Tzidukh of Lo Nichle, the Rabbanan, needs only by Trey the Rabbanan, by Chad the Rabbanan. It's just a big, big mess. But the Pasha Tratos is enough to have Chad the Rabbanan. Yeah, now.
I just wanted to mention, in that later sermon, he refers back to the Sharp scene in the other sermon. He says,
I know.
The Ramah Pasha means that you need two Rabbanans for Tzidukh of Lo Nichle.
Yeah, I know, but that's not what I'm saying. But it's a Shrek. Pasha Tzidukh of Lo Nichle is arguable. How do you know here that it's Lo Nichle? Prima Gadda didn't say it. It shouldn't have died.
Probably not Nichle would say that.
Either way, it's going to be a machlokes. No matter which way it slices, it's going to be a machlokes. The Shmir Shabbos passes in Perik of Zion, or Kuf Mem Zion, Kodam Shalom Bazam, and Arba. Epsigration, Lo Nichle, but Rabbanan is Mutter. Finished. As I said before, Rabbi Vadya has. Yabia Omer Chelek Hay and Rakhim Simon Chav Zayin to cut base. that is Mutter based on our Tosfos. And he says, but those who argue by Zuvim are arguing on Tosfos. And I thought, maybe that's Nicholek. That's what I thought. And he goes in his latest Svarim, he goes all the time with this Mahal. Now I want to discuss one more topic with you before we conclude. Yeah,
the Chazon Ish on our Tosfos says that if you read back and watch Tosfos, it does not really allow any degradation of Lomei Rabbanan. He said, Tosfos there said, it's because of the Davar Muad, which is the Rabbanan. So the Chazon Ish says,
also, Tikkun Muad can be the number of La'asa, but the Rabbanan, La'gazra Cham Shenonen. Doesn't mean only this the Rabbanan, not other the Rabbanan.
He says, weak bread, only weak the Rabbanan.
Weak Rabbanan.
We seem to ignore that. Rabbanan forces to reject it.
Well, I'm not here to pick up sides, but after the Pashup Shah is that I thought the Pashup Shah was there, Matthew, the Rabbi, the Rabbi. So I thought that other Pashup understood it as well. That's what I thought. Rabbi Osa, have you learned the Rambam Sheet about segregation? Those who learn the Chloe Shabbos? Many often in Shas, you know, you have Kuf Gimel, the segregation, but Yonah tells you to look on the side. You look on the side. Ayin Hei, Kuf Yud Aleph, come on, Kuf Gimel. Kuf Yud Zayin, Kuf Chav, Kuf Lam Gimel, Kuf Mem Gimel. This is in the Sugar Lamed Gimel, all over the place. The pattern is the same. But all Rabbi, 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 Shem, Segresha, Lo Yomus, Lo Tzricha, the cover of the Bar of the Chav, Lo Tzricha, the Bar of the Brazuya, Lo Tzricha, the Isra Shana Akwita, Lo Tzricha, it's a pattern which repeats five different places or more. That means, what does it mean? Everyone else in the world learns. Lo Tzricha, we're taught, the only time we're not there is in a case where what? Where it's Arvet Mechavre, so it's going to be, again, Elipsi Gresh, Lo Nichle, Ola Lachashin, and Tzvichel, the Guf, as Pavim. And that's how it goes. But if it's the case of Arvet, the day, Chas V'Shol, Vinisa Doraisa, with the smaller Shir, and the Gemara's over here, and if it's Eno Shana Kuita, would be also be Mamad, I know. Of course, Moshav Shana Gemara. Well, the Rambam left out all the Ukipas. Every last time leaves it out. Down the line. Every time the Mazda came to the century, Ram left it out. So Chafli Atzur. How can they leave it out? How can Ram be Matir, all these things, or not be Mechayev and Korban in this case? He should have mentioned Ram, he left out the Ukimta. How is that possible? Against the Gemara, can say it so many different times. So the Mekeves HaMishnah, in the very first Halacha of the Shabbos. I looked at it. It's quite long. He writes there, Ram had a new interpretation. His interpretation was as follows. As long as there's a possibility to split one off from the other, such as Arad Dechavre, or Barad Dechazuye, or Ish Lashana Akwita, even though you don't have Lashana Akwita, and you don't use the Barad Dechazuye, and you don't, when I talk about Arad Dechavre, it doesn't matter. No longer the Rechiv of Segregation. The Rechiv of Segregation is only if they're completely individual. You can't even imagine a case where you can have one without the other. But once I can find you one case, we can split one off from the other, then, even if you did it in the way in which the two are in fact inevitable, one leads to the other inevitably, it's still part of it. It's still part of it. I had over here the case about Mem Gimel. He had a, supposed to leave a window on the side of the beehive. Right, the wise. Ram left out the window. Since if you left the window on the side, the bees can fly out. So now that I covered it completely, it's not a secretion. That's the Rambam Sheet. The truth is, it's not just the Rambam. It's not just speculation of the Rambam. The Shilta Giborim says of the Furush. And that Kuvot, so you hold it, no? Any Maisa, which you have Shalasa Zulas of Segregation. Even if you did it with Segregation, sorry. Word for word, that's a Shilta Giborim. And you know, it goes back further than that. It goes back to a... Who?
Rashi.
Rashi. Svachim, correct. That's the case of Losichver. The Gemara says, talks over there about Tikva's darkness, right? So Rashi said that since you could have used what? The little the Tikva's darkness, you didn't put Tikva's darkness, the gas doesn't make a difference. The Tiyan is the IT. Go back to a Hakira. So the Hakira, everything's with this Hakira. If you learn the first out of the Hakira, then this Shita of the Rambam with the Shulta Givora with the Rashi is untenable. Who cares what you could have done? Right now, you did it in a way that A inevitably leads to B. So by definition, you have to be chayav. But if you go with the second side of the chakir, which we label it as, chad maisa, then it makes a lot of sense. It's not mukhrum, of course not, but it certainly makes a lot of sense. You could argue, it's only considered chad maisa if it's indivisible, not just in this case indivisible. It's completely indivisible. There's no way ever to separate A from B. Then it's kind of nice, but I can find a way to separate A from B. I just didn't bother with the thin drops. I didn't do the whole thing, but I could have done the thin drops. So pouring yayin agave on his back, and kibbu, he's not had no out. Because I could have done away with smaller drops. Follow? It seems to me that this, again, I repeat, if you hold this, consider machaven on bida, what we call the first tzad, that this sheet is impossible to accept. But if you hold, referring to a case that is the second time, what we call chad ma'aser, then it makes a lot of sense. She, although not mukhra, it's only a very plausible. Roll, poskim are against the Rambam. Lema'aser, the Shilta, all due respect to the Shilta Givorim and the Rashi and the Rambam and the Bekevus and Mishnah, I never saw any poskim in the world to pass in this way. That you can do a psik resha, you could have had another way to do it. Well, that's maybe by the fire line strips on. No. Yeah. Rambam says that. No, that's a different thing. But that's a different issue. But you know, Rabosai, Lemaisa, it can still make a difference. Listen very carefully. Listen. If we're saying that there's a greater, how should I say it? A greater chad maisa in a case was absolutely inseparable. From a case in which just the way you did it is inseparable, we can make the following interesting suggestion, which I believe is quoted by Lachal Amaisa. Listen. The Oroch is a big maker. Everyone knows Oroch is maker. Segregation lo nichole. Sure. So it is arguable. So when is the Oroch maker in a segregation lo nichole? Because he doesn't view it as chad ma'aser, that's the whole order of Bechonis, where he doesn't view it as chad ma'aser. That's only referring to a case where there is a way in which they can be separated. You just didn't take advantage of that way. So then, Aruch denies chad ma'aser. But if it would be a situation in which it's absolutely impossible to separate one from the other, perhaps the Aruch would agree to the chad ma'aser theory. He only argues with chad ma'aser for this very distinction. Say, where did I get it from? By the clear blue sky? No, who knows? He learned it in Yonah. No? I think it's Mefurish in the poskim, on the page of the Mishnah Berurah. I'm talking about the far out poskim. You go back to the Tshuva Sarivosh. Shin Tzadi Dal. Those who are interested in polemics should look inside. I'm not going to go into the polemics. It's unreal. Absolutely. When he bashes somebody there, even he takes them to pieces. Got it. Now we're on the simon again. Shin Sadi Dal. Okay? Somebody was mad there combing the hair on Shabbos. I don't know who it is. Somebody. He starts with him. Woo. But you notice somebody was a big lamed. So somebody was not just, I don't know who he was, but he was obviously on the reverse bad side, but he was a big lamed. He said, why not? Sigma, I just want to comb the hair. The fact that, what's wrong combing the hair? Because there are knots in the hair, the combs and the gulls, and pull the hair out. That's a big question. That's a very good question. That's a very good question, right. Is it you mechamen or is it a psegration? It's a very good question. It's a good question. Yeah, Rash calls it a psegration. It's against the Gemara and Nazis. Something has to give somewhere. But we're not going to go into all that crap right now. Oh, Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Shin Gimel Sifkav Zayin. Also, this trip of Masik from Shabbos, I feel it also shows to be said. Hazia Shiyem Shabbos Yakir Saris. Says the Mishnah Brura. It's a psik resha. I don't recall it. So in Sifkin Sharatiyah Sifkotin, this is Siman Shin Gimel Sifkav Zayin and Machaber. Okay. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkot Peivov. Ah, Korach of Achim Eina Mechavim Tichus Naseir Gam Kenot Ami Psik Reisha. The Psik Reisha. Sharatiyim Sifkot Ayin Dal. He quotes one line from the Rivosh, and a whole polemic. He quotes one line. Vafilu Leman Dal Psik Reisha Lo Nichalei Sharis. We saw in Shincha. So come here. This Mikomako. Kevin Shahu wrote to that Frodas Asaras. Calling you want to separate the hairs. V'zeh e efsher zulas hasharas hasaras. It's impossible to have fraud without the hashara. Impossible. Have a kipsikresha de nichale. This is the rebush. What's he talking about? Why should this be? Well, I released it before. It's usual. The aura. Why is the whole head of the aura? Why? Because the aura holds it's, the whole kisser is a mechavin, and you can't view it as a chad maisis. If I don't nichale, it wasn't. Why did not view it as chad maisis? So we said, sir, it's not. He doesn't open the whole lumpus. And I said, no. He will accept the lumpus in the limited case, what we will call the Rambam's case, which is completely inseparable, absolutely inseparable, indivisible. They will concede to the Shaar Poskim that it's called chad maisis. It's only the case which is theoretically separable, used didn't bother separating it, that he disagrees. Yeah? So it's quoted Allah. But now with this, it's going to end with this last aura. I'd like to say that with this we can be Marv Shalom Olam a little bit. In a funny way. Everyone's going to be angry with me. But there's a big dispute after learning the sugyas. What is Shita Saramba in this big argument? But the Oroch and Shetai says, Reb Chaim, that's right. Reb Chaim says the Rambam like the Oroch. Chazanish says, Chas V'Shalom, goes against the Oroch. And then don't think it's just these two. There's a literature, an entire literature. It's in evidence such a literature. The Oroch is a big machlech from the Bishab. The Rambam says nothing. You make the Yukim from here, the Yukim from there, they're going back and forth. And everyone's talking about it. So kind of little piece of it, the same is based on that, it's something around like the Oro. And now, with the Aniyah Zaydi, there's no room for the Omach like this. You what? Of integration. We're absolutely impossible to separate it, so they have a Chakira. Well, the Rambam like the Oro, and I like the Oro. There the Oro agrees that it's awesome. As we said, the Rivash said, it's a bottom up like this. The whole machlokes from Chaim and Chazanish and all the other posts on each side, there's no room for it. Because again, I repeat, if the Rekevus and Mishnah is right, that if it's possible to separate it, even though you didn't bother, so we say that what? Ramot is Mudastam, even if Nichalei. And if it's completely inseparable, absolutely, then the Rivash, even the Aruch agrees that it's awesome, how about it's going to be awesome? So the whole machlokes between the Gedolah and Posk, the bottom machlokes. So with Mar Shalom Olam, and with this will end the Chabura. Mit Hashem, Monday by Chabura by Daniel, either on Chol Shabbos, either on Chol Shabbos or on. And I'll give an introduction to dance Chabura Wednesday, which will be on the topic of Amiul and Nochri. And once again, that will one day be our Siyum until after Pesach. And I'm still looking. I looked around. I found almost a million of people who are in the room who haven't said chaburas yet. So after Pesach, and Mitzvah Hashem, you will be called upon to say if you want to say your leftovers for Chol Shabbos, it's also, or Amiul and Nochri, it's also. And I'll give an introduction to dance chaburas Wednesday, which will be on the topic of Amiul and Nochri. And once again, that will one day be our Siyum until after Pesach. And I'm still looking. I looked around. I found almost a million of people who are in the room who haven't said chaburas yet. So after Pesach, and Mitzvah Hashem, you will be called upon to say if you want to say your leftovers for Chol Shabbos. It's also Amiul and Nochri. It's also officially starting right now. And if that's what the members of the chaburah want, we'll continue Amiul and Nochri. There's plenty to be said on it. I know that everyone's holding it, but we'll see how it goes. I'm going to start my introduction. I hope everyone has the Gemara Shabbos. If you have a Mishnah Berurah, it's even better, a Rambam, but let's just start the Gemara. The Gemara has an expression in the Masechta Shabbos, Kuf Nuna Min Aleph, three lines after the Mishnah, which says a famous expression, Amira L'Nochri Shvus. What's the context of the expression of the Gemara of Amira L'Nochri Shvus? If you're schiras polim, you're not permitted to hire workers on Shabbos. Nor may you tell your friend, even if he's a non-Jew, to hire workers on Shabbos. Let's repeat. If not permitted to tell a goy to hire workers for you on Shabbos, and the reason is Amira L'Nochri Shvus. And the Gemara says, not that you say it so explicitly, but if you say, Hanirish etamal imi la'erif, use a kind of a indirect expression, it's okay. Why? What's the pasuk? Vimtzalchet v'avadavar davar, dibur asur hirur mutar. That's what it says. That's a Gemara. So Rashi explains, where's the sakanta v'amil anachishus? Where does it come from? We got 150 blocks into Masechta Shabbos. Where do you find amil anachishus? So Rashi tells us, ukvasos v'rebe lemasnisim, nochri shebol l'chavos, enamim lo kabe, the fire. The guy wants to maybe to put out the fire. You cannot tell him to put out the fire. That's Rashi's source. The Mishnah Kuf Kuf Aleph Amin Aleph. So, the Mishnah, gotta look it up. So turn to the Mishnah Kuf Kuf Aleph Amin Aleph. It really exists. Where is it? Nochi Shevol Chabas Enamu Lo Kavei. Says Rashi, Rabbonon Gozer Al Amir Lanochi Mishm Shvus. So Rashi is again, he has with his Vedavra Dabra. Comes Tosfos, over here on Daf Kuf Nun Amin Aleph. Says as follows. Tosfos says, yeah. Where? Kuf Chav Aleph. Where?
I think also
you know. Oh, now you're talking. I got it right. Rashi, the end of the Masechta had Shlichus. We'll come to that. Kuf Nun Gimel, I think it is. We'll come to that. Lichus, and Rashi later on, Kuf Nogim, that's the one I see, also talks about Shlichus. By Rishlucho, they stand up for Shabbos. So Dan asked the Kasha, so what's going on? Is it an Easter of Shlichus or is it an Easter of Adavir Nova? Which one is it? So I go back to what I spoke about last Chabur. When you have a Hakir, what it could be both. Same yourself. There could be two separate Isurim with respect to Amirul and Nachri of Shus. It could be two different things. One, it could be an Easter of Shlichus. When we say Shlichus, we should And Rashi later on, Kuf Nun Gimel, that's the one I have seen, also talks about Shlichus. So Dan asked the Kasha, so what's going on? Is it an Iser of Shlichus or is it an Iser of Davar Adama? Which one is it? So I go back to what I spoke about last Tabur. When you have a Hakir, what it could be both. Say yourself. There could be two separate Isurim with respect to Amir and Nachri or Shus. It could be two different things. One, it could be an Iser of Shlichus. When we say Shlichus, we should modify ourselves somewhat. Everyone knows all that, but the Yeshiva should accept that everyone named Shlichus Le'akov. So the answer is, before she quoted, the post talk about Yei Shlichus Le'akov Le'chumrum. That's the lust of the post can have in this context. Although the Arise or not, let's not remember. Let's not forget, Amir and Nachri Shus is with the Rabbon. Right? Tell the guy to do Malacha, it's not Yisus Arise on your part, don't do Malacha. This is the Rabbon. The question is, why is there an Yisus Rabbon? One reason would be because it's Yei Shlichus Le'akov Le'chumrum. A second reason would be V'daber Dover, which may be more common than the Rabbana. Because V'daber Dover is a pasuk in the Navi Yeshayah. There's some pasuk talking about Medivrei Kabbalah as being a cut above, a higher level of Issa than few other Rabbanas. Okay? So the answer to your question, I think, is that they're both right. They're two separate, distinct Isurim with respect to Amil and Nachmi Shvus. You have to analyze in each and every case what Isur, if any, applies. You have to know. You have to be very careful. I'll give you two examples. Post over here, Nafkuf Nun, I started talking about. It says over here, Tosis talks here about the case of the top Tosis Nafkuf Nun and Allah. Talks about going to a different part of town, going to a different city. Can a person, if Mutalawa, the Allah, Haver, the Krak, Ploni, and the Holy Klamoch, I say, I'm going to go tomorrow to Boston. Huh? Can I say it on Shabbos? It's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because Shem Yehesh Burganin Hole Cholav Achilah. Because you can make bungalows every 70 amas from here to Boston. Tough job, but theoretically it's possible. And therefore you would not be in violation of this Tchum Shabbos. And as a result, it's permissible to say, hey, I'm going tomorrow to Boston. Now what do you see from this Tosis? In the middle of the sugya, which we consider to be a sugya of Amil and Nachri Shvus, that's our orientation. Tosis is off on a different planet. Tosis is talking about a person like saying to himself and to his friend, there's no goy in sight. You know how people talk on Shabbat. I mean, you should, but they're telling him, what are you doing tomorrow? I'm going to Boston. So you're allowed to say that? No, Amil and Nachri Shvus. There's a separate Yisiv and Dabra Dover. You're not supposed to talk on Shabbat, it's not Malachas, or even other Yisurim, which you're going to be doing beyond Shabbat. It's a big problem. It's that the people don't realize this is din b'furush in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Zayin Sif Aleph. And the Bialocha, they write that every Rishon agrees to this. So Mashmos of the Magen Avraham is not that way. This is a din in Issa Chomer, the din of a Dabra Dabra. And it's nothing to do with, in particular, with Amir Lenach. The Dabra Dabra Shalei the Bruchah Shal Shabbos the Bruchah Shal Kol. He'll go, Asa Lama Dabra Ploni Esa Lamachar. Oskara Plonis as Ekna Lamachar. Nothing to do here with. Well, Skara Plonis Ekna Lamachar. Is that a Malachar? That was Lama Test Malachas. No, we're talking about Tchum. Tchum is not a Malachar either. Like, we say Malachar, we should not limit ourselves to the Lama Test Malachas. Not limited to the Lama Test Malachas.
Yeah, but
it
doesn't
have
nothing to do about per se, if I
talk
about what you're
doing tomorrow. No, it is, if I care. Unless it's theoretically possible to do it for Hetzel. Like Burgen. To go to Boston is put them as
well. What are we doing tomorrow? Per se talking about.
No, it's only mutter to say that because you use an expression which could be done in an alternate mutter thing of fashion. To say, I'm going to fly upon a plane. I'm going to drive a car to Boston tomorrow would not be allowed. All the Burgen are not going to help. You know, they I can pass by many bungalows and I just want to...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, plan for tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah. In your case, Shalom, what would you say? I'm going to learn this to say that tomorrow. What's going to tell you? Like shy to be in this. A lot of them.
I'm
going
to go out to this restaurant.
I'm going to go to a restaurant. Okay, go there. I hope we can reach the rest of without Brueggen in them, but even, okay. Interesting, right. The problem is that the Rambam quotes that Mishnah in the same, again, the same paragraph, and seems to be saying it's referring to a case where it's already Shabbos. Misha, Baba, Derek, Makidash, Allah, Hayom, Goyim, Amos, Nosa, Kisla, Nachri, etc. So the Rambam is talking about the last Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the last paragraph, talking about on Shabbos. So then it's all right. So it could be that the Magen Mishnah means that the Mepharish should bring a Mokka Macha Raya against the Rambam. Could be, right? Against the Rambam. But according to Rambam, it's no Raya of Kufnun Gim. The Magen Mishnah is a Rambam name, right? It's writing the paper on the Rambam. But not every line in the Magen Mishnah is Meshuvah to every Rambam. So could be he's referring to the Kufnun Gim. Well, you know, the according to Rambam is absolutely no proof. It's a proof according to Rashi. But sometimes you get the impression, maybe, that when he says this, the same parent, Perek Vov, and the Mepharish should be right from somewhere else, and if he's, his paper's on the Rambam, and according to the Rambam, there's no Raya from Mishach Shich, maybe it means something else. Maybe. So Mitzvah on Wednesday, I will suggest to another possible source of what the Magen Mishnah may mean, and we'll see more details about this Yisrael Rabbi Yom Hanafi after we hear from Dan. So please, I need to... By definition, it's Medaber Dover. Maybe more than Medaber Dover. We'll get to that. But it's only a violation. It tells that John put on the light. So Medaber Dover. Because he mentioned the word put on the light. You can't say, I'm going to put on the light tonight. Right? You can't tell that to a friend. You can't even talk to yourself. I'd love to put on the light. You can't even say that because, you know, a violation of Medaber Dover. The Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Vov, Halacha Aleph, explains the use of Ramil and Nachri as follows. Also, love of the Gor last one of the Loch of the Shabbos. Af al Pisha and a Mitzvah la Shabbos. And he adds, the Af al Pisha Omolo Mikodem HaShabbos. The Rambam invents a new category. You're not permitted to tell a Goy on Friday to do Moloch on Shabbos. Now, one thing is clear. If you tell the Goy on Friday to do something on Shabbos, you're not in violation of Vedav Adam. That's clear. So, if the Rambam is right, Al Korchenu, there would have to be some additional prohibition of telling a guy to do something above and beyond the Davar Dov. So the Rambam says, he gives a reason. He gives a reason. Dov is also the Divrei Sofrim. Kedei Shlo Tia Shabbos Kala Ve'enehen V'yavohu La'asos Ve'atzma. The Rambam says, he gives a reason. If you're going to be Matar Mil Nachri, next thing you know, someone will do it by himself. Alright? That's not really a, how should I put it? That's not really a gather of an issue. That's a reason, that's a time of issue. That's a very good reason for an issue, no question about it. But what is the nature of the issue? That's the same. So it could be there is no definition of the issue. Or it could be, as Dan suggested, that the Rambam is going with the Mahalach that we call Shlichus. And Shlichus, of course, would be presumably prohibited. I can't tell a guy on Friday to do something on Shabbos if it's an issue of Shlichus. Because he's my shliach when he does it on Shabbos. It's the material when I told it to him. Now, is this consistent with the Rambam? I think the answer is possible. It is consistent with the Rambam. Well, he didn't have to mention the word shlichus. He just gave a reason. If you take that reason, kishala atmo, and don't give any shot to it, it's arguable at least that it should be mutter to tell someone on Friday to do a malach, to go on Friday to do a malach on Shabbos. But if you're telling him on Shabbos, do this, maybe do it on the spot. Telling him on Friday is less of a chance of you doing it 5 hours later. But nonetheless, Rambam was asking it because if you're telling him to do it on Friday, so it seems to me it's more plausible, well not mukhra, he's going with the Mahalach of Shlichus. But he's telling you the reason they should not shake Shabbos, Kala, Veinav, Veinav, and all that. That's not the reason why the Chazal made the prohibition. But the definition of the prohibition is arguable, is Shlichus, and therefore it applies. You can tell him on Friday or Thursday or Wednesday. You don't know what near Shabbos. You don't know what near the action. You can be in a different place completely. Nevertheless, it's prohibited. It's a possibility. Yes, Dan?
Is it more fundamental than as if I'm actually doing it?
Yeah, on the level of the Rabbanim, it's as if I'm doing it. But why are the Rabbanim? Say it's your thing. Why is the Eishlichus lack of a chumrah? Why? ancient in the Daraisa, you need to embarrass the man of Ben Ritz and Shlichus. Why did Chazal suddenly come back to Chumas? Yet Shlichus, where they come up to this? Why? So the answer might be, they're afraid that if you tell us I'm going to do it, he's going to do it. Next thing you know, you're going to do it. So then what they said, you better not tell him to do it. And if he does it on your behest, it's considered the Rabbanon as if you did. This is the reason for it. It's the definition of it. Say it's a possibility. Yes.
You say, like, Rav Shapter, he always differentiates between the right of the Rabbanon and Sarah the Rabbanon.
Right.
And so he explained in one of the Torahs, like the example we used was, you know, Erev Pesach Shechaliyos Shechaliyos.
Yeah.
So the topic of Rabbi Kudeger about when you're going to do the Mechira. So if you're going to do it on Thursday, so you're going to have the Chaloyos, the Maisa, which is going to be done before, the Chaloyos is not going to be done until Shabbos. So if you didn't really do anything on Shabbos itself, so why are you going to say Erev Shechaliyos Shechaliyos?
Right.
So the same thing should apply here. Maybe it's considered the Rabbanon, even though your the mice of your people was important, you can't say it's over and over, but if the
Hebrew
it's going to be
on
Shabbos, so maybe she
doesn't
do that
zero. Right. No. So, if I understand you, you're suggesting a nupshat. It's not. I'm the Avir Dava for sure now. Maybe it's not even shlichus either. It's simply a separate zera. Chazam and zera has nothing to do with shlichus. It's possible. It's only possible nothing to do with shlichus. And even though you said something on Friday or Thursday or Wednesday, and you weren't anywhere near there on Shabbos. Nevertheless, they're right there. That's possible. Yeah. Come on. Sure, certainly a possibility. What do I say? Yeah, okay, but I'm sorry. No quibble. That's certainly what a possibility what the Rambam is saying. I'm adding a different... okay, so you know, if the consensus is that what I'm saying is not Pshat, the Rambam, we'll leave out the Rambam. I'm saying a Pshat to be a third Pshat. There'll be three Pshat. Okay? There's the Dabra Dabra. They're not exclusive necessarily. We should exclusive. There's a davar dover. Then it's Tamek Zera. Rama's Ramastra. Osir Shelote Shabbos Kala Benan. Via Bolas Zvata. Don't give any explanations. Don't stop. Don't try to explain. It's Zera, and that's all. And even though you could argue, if it's Tamek Zera of this nature, that the Zera shouldn't really apply if the person is saying what he's saying on Tuesday and the act can be done on Shabbos. But it was correctly pointed out, you have cases like that. I do an action on Friday, and I'm completely passive on Shabbos. And nonetheless, I'm considered in violation. Like you have Shehiyah. Many of you learn Shehiyah is the extended official, the Perikira. I do nothing on Shabbos. And I'm in violation. How can I be? Losasakal Malacha. And I'm passive on Shabbos, but I was active, I did something on Friday. The Chazal say, you can't leave the situation the way it is. So too, I told the guy on Friday, so when the Chazal were afraid that I'm going to come do it on Shabbos, so I put myself in a lockbox to love on Shabbos, I don't know, low plug. Good. So then we got, and then the third passage, the man had quoted from the two Rashis, right? The maybe it's referring to Shlichus. Three possibilities. Could be. So the question, where did Rambam get it from? How did the Rambam know that it's also the telegram Friday to the Loch on Shabbos? Where did he get it from? Nope. Abbas. Look this up on Shabbos. Where did it say so? Says the Magad Mishnah, how does he know it? First of all, is it true? Afal pish amalov mikodem ha-shabbos, says the Magad Mishnah, first two words are the most important two words. Hu musko. Everyone agrees. We'll see later, not today, but not everyone agrees. But he says that it's musko, everyone agrees. I mean, musko means most people agree, that's true. Almost everyone agrees. Hu musko. The raya. Bidin ha-igeres. She is born with parents there. Whims. So Rambam bring a riot from the Rambam to the Rambam? No, he means the Gemara. It's the Gemara that you test. The Rambam is quoted in Perek Halacha Chaf. You have to be careful when you give a Meshach and a Geres, we are going to be Arab Shabbos, Helen Kekotz, Lo Domin, etc. It's a Gemara, a Bryson, a Yud Tes, something else. That's the Mokka. It's interesting. That if you look in the Rosh, in the end of the first parak, at Simon Lamed Vav, you get the impression that this prohibition may only apply on Fridays, not on Thursdays, not on Wednesdays. Because on Friday, it's so close to Shabbos, it'll convey the impression that you're, you know, that it's too close to Shabbos. But on the other hand, even if that rush is taken into account, it could be fakir. We all love it's Muslim and it's us. As you gave the letter on Thursday, the reason why it's mutter is why? Because it doesn't look like it's on Dura Shabbos. You tell him to do it for, you know, deliver it on Friday. When the Chanan even tell him to do it on Shabbos before, it should be, it could be also. Even though when it's on Sunday, you have to have Dalit the next Shabbos to do this, it would still be us. So that's that one book, one possible book about your test. Then he adds a very cryptic line. I don't know why he's so cryptic, I don't understand. Aside from the Mokar from Daf Yutes, the Mefarshim quote another source. Nope. What's the other source? What's the other source? Somewhere in Shas, that is an Isser to tell someone on Friday to do Malacha on Shas. Kuf Nun Gim. Correct? That's the Pashup Shah. What's Kuf Nun Gimel? Mishash Lomadera, the last pair. The person says, got stuck in traffic, on ice, whatever got stuck. And now it's close to Shabbos, so he has to give the things over to a guy, right? So you give your wallet to a guy, and, why? Why? A special head to Adam's bowl, Alma Mono. And otherwise, it would be prohibited. That's the what the Mefarshim bring around. Interesting, right? The problem is that the Rambam quotes that Mishnah in the same, again, in the same paragraph, and seems to be saying it's referring to a case where it's already Shabbos. Misha, Baba, Derek, Kiddush, Allah, Vayom, Vayom, Abbas, Nosa, Kis, Lenokri, etc. So the Rambam is chatting on the last Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the last paragraph, talking about on Shabbos. So then it's all right. But it could be, and the Magen Mishnah means, that the Mefarshim should bring a Mokka Macha Raya against the Rambam. Could be, right? Against the Rambam. But the Kod Rambam is no Raya of Kuf Nun Gim. The Magen Mishnah is a Rambam man, right? It's writing the paper on the Rambam. But not every line in the Magen Mishnah is Shuvah to every Rambam. So it could be he's referring to the Kuf Nun Gim. Well, you know, the Kod Rambam is absolutely no proof. It's a proof of Kod Rashan. But sometimes you get the impression, maybe, that when he says this, the same parent, Perek Vov, and the Mefarshim bring a Raya from somewhere else, and if his paper's on the Rambam, and according to the Rambam there's no Raya from Mishach Shich, maybe it means something else. Maybe. So B'ezras Hashem on Wednesday, I will suggest to you another possible source of what the Magen Mishnah may mean, and we'll see more details about this Issur of Avihu Menachi after we hear from them. So please, I need to... One is the Isser of the Dabra Dabar, and one is the Isser of Shluko, as we call it. We also mentioned the possibility of Zeresh HaMiyasa Biatzmo, irrespective of any other reasons. Well, we had a number of Nafkaminis, if you recall last time, between the Remez, different kinds of Ramazim. Some Ramazim, we said if a person hints while mentioning the nature of what he wants to do, he mentions the Pa'ula Asura. So we said that's Asur on Shabbos for Motzi Shabbos. So that came out according to our analysis, because once you mention the Pa'ula, it's Asur Mishum V'daber Dover, even if there's nothing going to come out of it. It's just not supposed to mention these Pa'ulas at all on Shabbos. It's only mutter in that case if it's an Arab Shabbos, a Motzi Shabbos, they call it. Then it's mutter because since the Dibur took place before, and there was no Shlichus, because you mentioned it in the Kana Menusach, that there was no Shlichus, so then it's mutter. That's how we came out. I would agree, so the Shemir Shabbos had a little bit of a different approach, but that's how we came out, if you recall, last time. Okay. So I'd like to discuss a little bit more this issue of shlichus. It's clear the Gemara, it's based on the Gemara Ksubis, the Gemara has different nuschos, and they're very precise. It's not just something which is here in this din, what we call the Rabbanan, this din of having a going to work for you based on Shluchosh of Kamos al-Khumra, in the Rabbanan, comes to a non-Jew. But the Gemara is the same, you saw this with respect to the Dorais. The Gemara is discussing there, discussing the Dorim. First of all, makes a neder that his wife should be also Hanah, should have any Hanah from him. And he doesn't want her to starve, so he arranges for her to have food. It all depends how he phrases it. And the nuances and the expression, which the Ruach quotes it from the wrong service. However you phrase it there, applies here. So what will happen in the following interesting case? The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Zayin Siv Kotten Ayin Vav has the following case. The other Ramo said Dover Sha'osu Loma Lagoy Lasosu B'Shabbos Osu Lirmos Lo Lasosu. Even the remnant is also. Because you can't tell a guy the kanea chotomo kadesha yovin shayasar apecham shabarosh aneh. They had a little piece of char on top of the candle. This prevented the light from blowing properly. Tell the guy, blow your nose. Blow your nose, wipe your nose. You understand? It's just a hint. Wipe your nose means that you should remove that piece of dirt from the top of the candle and it's going to be able to glow in a better way. That's not allowed. The question is why? It's such a remote hint. It's such a good hint that you and I wouldn't know what he's talking about. In our society, they're going to blow your nose. Those guys tissue to blow your nose. What do they mean over here? The answer is that in the time of that society, it was well known this is a remez which was Yadua. If you go ahead and get it, you don't know what he's talking about. So even though you didn't mention the pu'ula at all, but it's a direct command. Once it's a direct command, he's viewed as your shaliach, even though you didn't say a word in terms of a candle or a light, anything. The only time he's not considered your shaliach is if he's talking in generalities. Well, we had an expression. Call him a chabein or mafsid, the Gemara expression. So whoever does it won't lose. You're talking in third person. There's no, I'm not telling you anything. I'm telling you something, even though I'm couching it in a strange terminology, it's still considered you're my shaliach. I told you to do something. You know, I told you in code, doesn't make a difference. Yes?
If he didn't do it in third person, like Kol Chavei Masi, and he spoke directly to him, it would have to be something that he could misunderstand. In other words, if he's definitely going to understand it, as you said, that
would be good. Well, if you said it right.
He could miss.
Well, if he could miss, then what do you say? There's very little point telling him, he'll miss it.
If he said he could miss, but he won't definitely. What is it?
No, I'm not sure what you have in mind. If you could miss it,
I'm saying so. It seems like
I'm not so it's a guarantee.
You tell something you can't miss, so you basically told him to
do it. Right. So you can miss it. Guys can miss anything. It's a chai odom. I'm sorry. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Siman Shin Zayin Siv Katan Ayin Vav. The Shmirah Shabbos Kilchasa says the following. It's quoting from a chayodah. Chalal sama beis, simen beis. What if you tell a guy? You don't tell him at all. You, and this is very common. Blowing your nose, we don't have these days. But this, people do. They go like this. Everybody got a light. And they point at a light. Don't say anything. So the Shmir Shabbos calls him the chayodah. Absolutely prohibited. That's considered, I think he's right. That's considered to be in the category of shlichus. He didn't say a word. He said nothing. Doesn't matter. It's considered to be in the category of shlichus. You find this in other areas about again by the rises. The Gemara in Gittin talks about a person who wants to communicate to someone to write a get for his wife. He nods his head. So the Gemara seems to say that's valid. It's considered your shlich. You don't have to say, do this. You speak in a different language, that's also speaking. From the perspective of shlichus, no dab or dab, didn't say a word. But from the perspective of shlichus, the prohibition, what did he say, dab? That's a different story. That's a different story. If he's going to, if you walk into a light and there's no light, and if he's doing it for you, it would certainly be prohibited, in my opinion, on that same basis. But this business about walking in with the girl when it's dark, Because presumably the goy needs a light for himself. He doesn't think he's going to trip. The goy's going to trip. If the goy's going to trip, he puts on the light. That's the famous thing they used to do in Europe. They used to bring the goy in for the schnapps. He wanted schnapps because it was dark. So the goy would come down to the basement and put some kind of a candle on to see the schnapps. Drink the schnapps, go home, and you have to hope he didn't blow the candle out on the way out. You know, with, you're allowed to tell him not to blow it out. Right, you are. My dear friend, now he's really a friend, have some schnapps. Please, this way out.
Yeah. Who said that the direct command would be allowed? I think you just say, it's really dark in here.
Oh. We'll get to that. We really mentioned that before.
If he asks you, do you have anything to light up?
You can't say. You can't say.
Except you have this.
You say, and I'm, since it's just dark in here, I just can't, I can't read. I want to give it a caveat here. We keep it dark in here. We'll see soon. There's another problem of hanob and melechas nochri. So it's a bad example, because in some, if it's really dark, that even if he does it without even telling him anything, you can't even enjoy the light. So let's give a better example. It's light in here. Right? And you want to go to sleep. Right, this can happen. So I turn the light up in the bedroom. You can't see the light on. But it's light in here. I just changed the example around. I can't sleep in here. And because then that's not considered positive hanor. If indeed there is a positive hanor, then the pulse clear depends if you could have read without it. If there was a dim light, and now you're making it a brighter light, so then it'll be okay. So you can interpret your example in that fashion. But yeah.
Let's say in the specific instance that you told the guy, it's not 100% clear, so it's not like saying we can turn up the light appointed. But I've done it so many times.
So before I even get to that, I've done it so many times. You don't have to say anything. That's my next point. I took it away. The words out of my mouth. There's a rush in Shabbos. In Perek Tez Zayin. Simen Yud Beis. Where the rush discusses exactly that point. The guy is doing something for a Jew. In the cases, that's what's talking about, a guy who is doing a malacha for a Jew, and there are cases where the Gemara said it's mutter. Comes the rush, and it makes a very important condition. He poses an important condition about this, and it says only lefi shah. The rush is a lashon. Lefi shah is a shari. It's only mutter. It happens once. It happened just as lefi shah. It just happened at this particular time. But if it's done on a regular basis, I will marry Yisrael the calf, the rug of the calf, then it's also, this is the end of Simeon based in the rush. How does he know? He quotes the Gemara Baba Metzia. The same Gemara we quoted, if you recall, before Yantar, Daf Tzadi and Baba Metzia. What happened? There was a cases of people who, there was an issue of I believe it was an issue of Sirus, if I'm not mistaken, in the Gemara in Baba Metzia. And you can't tell a guy to do it, right? You can't do it, you can't tell a guy to do it. So what happened was, the animals would just take a walk, and the guy would get the animal, and he would take care of it himself. Didn't tell him. So he did it once, it's one thing. But he starts doing it, he sees, thank you. So then it happens again, does it again, happens again, does it again. The Gemara says, it's awesome. Foolish. Why? Why? I'll tell you why. It's usur because this is again shlichus. You don't say anything more than you. You want to be machab. I said something vague. You don't say a thing. That's the big din. It's called a shulchan aruch. It's not just a chum I dug out of the left field of a rush. The machab quotes in the chinchav hey and siv yigimel. This is the biggest problem that people don't realize today. But they have the goyim living in the house. They have to do all kinds of things. So I didn't say anything. I never said anything. Had the person know, but she worked with some other Jew before, and some other. Didn't say anything. That works a total of once. It works once. Once is what kind of a pattern. I don't think it's actually, even the second time, I think it's right. I don't have the chazoki. Even the second time, I get the question, should not be allowed. It shouldn't be allowed. I think that's a din shulchan aruch. It happened to me. The whole people, me. It happened to me. Some of my shul went away. And they had a non-Jewish person who worked for them anyway, and they had to pay them anyway. So I called my wife, Rebbetzin, I have this non-Jewish person, and in 2 weeks I'm going to be away. So, look, I'm paying you anyway. Of course, she came to her house, it was Gavaldik. She came the day before Erev Pesach. And Erev Pesach, fantastic. Then she came the first day Pesach. It's a new experience for us. People live this all their whole lives. What do we do? What do you do? I wanted to come the second day Pesach. Because the second day Pesach was Friday. I wanted to come Friday. She couldn't come. She only came early in the morning a little bit. She washed the dishes. That was fine. Friday, I didn't do for Shabbos Friday morning. But she came the first day Pesach. What are you doing? I just sort of dumped. I went to sleep, woke up. And all the dishes were done. She did the dishes on Thursday for Friday. So I said, no, this can't go. This cannot happen again. So the next week happened. Still last. She came to us Wednesday, Shvi Yishol Pesach. I sent her home at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. I wouldn't let her. I figured I could go to sleep again. I'll wake up again and the dishes will be washed for Achmas Shal Pesach. It'll be the same problem. So I wouldn't allow it to happen. Happened once. Okay. Once, something like this can happen.
She didn't wash it Friday. It was her decision to wash on Thursday. It needed to be washed
for Thursday night. So you have to have a comment at that very moment. It's hard to extend the head to that far. But my wife, you know, would emerge from a conversation in the broken English that was spoken. But that in the house in which this woman works, which is an Orthodox Jewish home, you know, traditional, everything goes. And I assume that they work with that. They don't say anything. It just does everything it has to be done. I don't want to say how far it goes. Everything. And it's just a mistake. It's simply a mistake. It's a mistake based on the lack. I'm assuming based on the lack of knowledge. So now it has the biggest mistake. Now I'm going to see Bashir about these matters, and it's not going to be so pretty. I've said it before. Not that I haven't said it before, but a reminder. So interestingly, if after an addition, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't remember. Didn't the Machaber quote Sefer Shura about you can say about the Shabbos? Why didn't you do this in Shabbos?
That's correct.
What
does
the Machaber say that you can tell us?
No. You can say to a guy, Motzei Shabbos, why didn't you put the light off or on this morning? That's a hint, Beloshen Pu'ula, right? On Motzei Shabbos or on Friday. Why do this last time? So that's the Machaber. Why is it Motzei Shabbos again? There's no Medaber Dabba because you spoke on Bechol. There's no Shlichus. Why? Because you used a funny, convoluted expression. That's not going to work every week. We're talking about, it happened that time. But that should work every single time. The pashtus. You're making a very good point, which will...
You wanted to get the hint from that work. Right.
So we'll have to come to that. It's a good question. It's a very good question. Although the Shulchan Aruch has it in, and it could be interpreted as if he's saying you're doing it one time, a single time, but it's arguable, the omission of the poskim at that point, hey, this may be going on forever. So then we leave it to a very unusual kind of a situation. But if it's the same Shulchan Aruch and Simon, we'll get to it. I have a possible pshat. That'll be a tremendous cooler. But I'm not up to it yet. I have to come back next week. I don't know, maybe later, maybe Wednesday. There is a possibility of a cooler and a flaw based on your question. But I first want to read you the Chumrah. Send the Machaber like this. It's Shimon Shincha face if you're based. Afilo Aina Omekane. No. Sorry. Sifid Gimel. Imlikin and Yehudi the Hechel of Amos Yisrael. Sarach Limchos Biyadol if he's Shah. Avalim Rogel the Kach Sarach Limchos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Hurak Harama Biyalma Biyasim. Now you didn't say a single word over here. Didn't say a word.
Okay.
The guy is doing malacha. Whatever he's doing, he's picking, he's collecting food and giving it to your animal. Whatever the malacha, doesn't matter what the malacha is. I don't think. The Sharatiyah quotes in the name of the Rosh and the Rajman and Rabbeinu Yeruchim. the course of the Yosef of Banam. I'm not sure. Maybe the last line of Sharatian will teach us something new. I don't know. I don't know what he says. But the last line of the page. But that sounds like it's really a complete violation if it's done on a regular basis. However, if that's the case, you have to explain what.
That's doing it for himself.
So let me ask you a question. You tell your son, hey, bring my sin into shul, which is rather, I'll give you a lollipop. Should you say that? Is doing it for himself? He wants a lollipop. Should you say it's put in that case? What would you say about that? I don't think so. Even though he wants a lollipop, he only asks for a lollipop. But what is he doing? This little kid is taking the sinner and carrying him from the house to the street, through the street to the shul, and then there's a shirak the rice. Who knows him anyway? Well, the reason was because the cut up he did is labeled as doing it for the father. The scar on the side, not the sin. Perek Vov, in Yisrael Shabbos.